with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
There is an interesting place you can get vaccinated.
Okay.
They've turned it into a tourist attraction, really, this vaccination centre. They've set it up in Romania's Bran Castle, which is said to be the inspiration behind Dracula's home. Throughout May, vaccination marathons will be held just outside the 14th century hilltop castle in Transylvania, where no appointment is needed, just to encourage people to get themselves vaccinated. They've said, we want to show people a different way to get the vaccine. Those brave enough to get the Pfizer vaccine shot will receive a vaccination diploma.
Do they, like, supply it via the tooth? Like, is it...
No.
Do they bite you and give you...
The workers have masks that have fangs on them, so they look like they're vampires as they inject you.
We should do that here.
Budget gets handed down today.
Oh, we're all excited.
Well, I don't know. It's
I think
you kind of hope the damage isn't going to be bad. Well, you hope everyone's going to get something out of it, don't you? I know. Yeah. There's well, they say, you know, they always have rumours coming out before they happen. So the word is expanded subsidies on childcare expected. So help there. Help for single parent home buyers. Funding for aged care, an extension of job trainer for 17 to 24-year-olds, and an extension on the low to middle income tax offsets. They were meant to finish. So tax breaks continuing for people earning under 126 grand. So you'll miss out, sadly. You and your big bucks over there, Nikki.
You can have mine.
So I think it's fair to say most of us are probably going to be in line for some of those tax breaks. So that's something. I guess we'll find out.
Just wait until a few days after and then go, right, so that's what I get.
Yeah, that's right.
It's too hard to sit there and think, what does this mean in the budget? So boring, isn't it?
Somebody go through it, work it out.
Somebody tell me if I've got any money out of this or not. If not, okay, fine.
This is the reason we don't do our own taxes too, I imagine. Yeah,
someone else do that for me.
Someone else work it out. Hey, now, you'd be aware that Jacinda's getting hitched.
Yes, she's set a date finally, hasn't she?
And also there's some details slowly emerging about what they're dubbing New Zealand's wedding of the decade.
It's not the royal wedding of New Zealand,
well,
isn't it?
Well, it kind of is. I mean, you don't often find, you know, sitting prime ministers or presidents getting married during their run or even planning their wedding during their run.
Let alone having a baby. She's already had a baby during her run.
Can you? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Just settle down, Jacinda.
Concentrate on running the country.
Yeah.
Anyway, now her and her partner, Clark Gayford, are apparently having a lamb on the spit in Jacinda's backyard.
Really?
No.
That was one of the details.
But I think that would be fantastic if that would be the detail that they go for.
They're just
it?
Such an interesting couple. Like, obviously, the fact that she is prime minister and doing all this, but then he runs his own TV shows.
Company,
he's like fishing and like camping and outdoorsy stuff. It's just like two of you together.
That's what they're doing. They're having a caravan weekend.
They're gross.
No, apparently, they're getting married at a little place called Gisborne on the North Island. That I imagine will now experience a nice little boost in tourism.
Yeah.
And it'll be one of those spots you could potentially aim for with the bubble, you know?
Yeah.
2022, at least before anyone can do any sort of further travelling. So
you've still got another year worth of New Zealand travel.
That's it. New Zealand or Broome. They're your options, people. So make the most of it. I don't know if you've ever watched ants much, but whenever I have, I've always thought it looked like they were constantly working, constantly at it.
Yeah,
all
they
the
seem
time.
Busy.
Apparently not. Turns out the Queen gets a good 9 hours a day of sleep.
How nice.
And at any one time, only about 80% of the worker ants are actually busy. The other 20% are power napping, apparently. In fact, researchers have discovered that worker ants take about 250 naps per day.
Wow.
But they only last a minute.
A minute power nap.
Yeah, which adds up. I mean, they wind up getting about 5 hours sleep a day. They just don't get it all at once.
Right, spread out.
Makes me think now, it could be that I'm a worker ant. Because I'm constantly micro-napping, for sure. Yeah. I think I might be micro-napping as we speak.
Maybe.
That's why they won't let me drive trucks anymore, you know? It was a short and spectacularly unsuccessful period of my work history.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
The rainbow flag will be flying as Pride of the Peel kicks off on Thursday and runs through till Monday, so it's quite the extended weekend of action. There's karaoke night going on at Sunbreakers. There's the Op Shop Ball, a family fun day, plenty more stuff too. You can find out at prideinpeel.com.au. Now, mindfulness in May is a thing. This is the month for you to think about, you know, learning to meditate. And also, whilst you're doing it, raising funds to bring clean water to parts of the developing world. Can find out about how you can, you know, do double good for yourself and other people by checking out mindfulinmay.org.
Nice.
And today, Nikki, is the ultimate cheat day. It's National Eat What You Want Day. So
best day ever.
You can have breakfast for dinner if you want to, or pizza for every meal, or let the kids pick and, you know, prepare yourself to eat like Will Ferrell in Elf, I imagine.
Yes, can you imagine? Yuck.
Maple syrup on hundreds and thousands.
Oh, no.
Anyway, whatever you choose, enjoy it.
Yep.
Not guilt-free, almost.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Yes, and it's time once again for your daily commune with celebrities. So here we go with Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. US TV network NBC has pulled out of airing the Golden Globe Awards in 2022, citing the need for meaningful reform from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Not at all connected to the low ratings of the last one, surely.
They wrote in a statement, "We continue to believe that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is committed to meaningful reform. However, change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the HFPA need to do it right. As such, NBC will not air the 2022 Golden Globes. Assuming the organisation executes on its plan, we are hopeful we will be in a position to air the show in 2023.
Okay.
In addition, three-time Golden Globe winner Tom Cruise has returned all of his Golden Globe statues that he received from Jerry Maguire, Born on the 4th of July, and Magnolia. In a similar move, Scarlett Johansson says she will take a step back from the HFPA as well, and Netflix have announced they will no longer work with them either. NBC has been airing the Globes since 1996.
Oh.
Lots of drama.
Apparently.
Marvel has released a trailer for the second Venom movie. The flick is called Venom: Let There Be Carnage, with Tom Hardy returning as Venom and Woody Harrelson as the villain in this flick. He is Carnage.
Every decision we ever make, who do we leave behind and how do we leave them? Waiting in the darkness for the rescuer who never comes.
The chocolate delivery hasn't arrived yet.
No!
We had a deal.
What's gonna happen?
You gonna stop protecting me?
I am happy to eat, Mrs. Chen!
No, no, you cannot eat, Mrs. Chen.
What?
Nothing.
I tell you, the Cookie Monster has turned dark in his old age.
Yes, hasn't he? Now, two out of three of the Little Mix girls are pregnant.
Are they?
Yes, just days after Leanne announced her first pregnancy, Perry Edwards has now shared her baby news. She wrote, "So happy to be on this wild journey with my soulmate. Me plus him equals you. We can't wait to meet you, baby Ox." This is the first child for Perry and her pro footballer boyfriend, Alex Oxlade Chamberlain. The pair have been dating since 2017.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.